This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we talk to the authors of a new book of short stories about cocaine. But first, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Brazil today, the first stop on a tour of Latin America that will take her to 4 countries in 5 days. Her visit comes at a critical moment for U.S. interests in the region. The recent ouster of Ecuador's president, the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, and relations with oil-rich Venezuela are topping her agenda. Marcio Sene de Moraes is the international political analyst for Brazil's leading newspaper, Folha de São Paulo, and he joins us now. Welcome to Day to Day.
Yeah, thank you.
What is Secretary of State Rice hoping to achieve on this trip?
Well, basically, the idea we got from the first day of her visit, which was yesterday, is that she came here to try and isolate Venezuela. I mean, it's more a situation in which she's trying to convince Brazil that it has to take a harder stance in what regards Chavez and his policies.
Trying to isolate Hugo Chavez, he's the leftist president of Venezuela. Why is it seen that she's trying to do that?
Well, America is very worried about Chavez and his anti-American discourse. And besides, there's this whole deal with arms trade coming from Russia that might get to Haiti or maybe to Colombia. I mean, the U.S. is worried about the geostrategic situation here in Latin America and basically South America, and it thinks that Brazil should play a bigger role in trying to persuade Chavez because President Lula and Chavez have, let's say, a better relationship than the American administration has with the Venezuelan leader.
What has been Brazil's reaction?
Well, Brazil tends to say that Chavez is entitled to take whatever measures he wants to as long as they are, let's say, quote-unquote, democratic. Brazil is much more, understanding in what regards Chavez than the U.S., although I wouldn't say that Brazil's position is the right one either. It's just that, Brazil is much more to giving Chavez and Venezuela its sovereignty as long as it doesn't attempt to kind of go against democracy.
Brazil also has a left-of-center president, and Venezuela, of course, does. Is there a leftist movement sweeping Latin America?
I don't think so. To tell the truth, I'd say that Lula, for example, our president here, he's very different from Chavez. I mean, in order to say that a president is a leftist president, you've got to take a look at his economic policies. And Brazil's economic policies are not leftist policies at all. When it comes to Chavez, yes, I think Chavez is much more leftist than Lula. But anyhow, Chavez, he's got, like, let's say, a personal problem with the U.S. I mean, he's also guilty of the situation. I mean, I'm not trying to exempt any guilt in what regards the, standoff with the U.S. I think there are a lot of leftist leaders that are getting into power, but that's good for democracy, I'd say, because, you know, when you shift from right to left and from left to right, electors, they get the chance to choose whoever they want to. I mean, here in Brazil, we have never had a leftist president before, and let's say Argentina has a leftist president nowadays, too, who is more leftist than Lula also, by the way. But it doesn't mean that these people are together in the movement. You know, they have different goals and they pursue different policies.
In addition to Brazil, Rice plans to visit Colombia, Chile, and El Salvador. Mm-hmm. What are the main areas of concern there in those countries?
Well, the situation is pretty much different with regards to Brazil and the other three. I mean, Chile is thriving nowadays. Its economy is doing good. It has reached a bilateral agreement of free trade with the U.S., so I think relationship over there is pretty good. Well, when it comes to Colombia is a drug problem. I mean, Plan Colombia and the whole situation, the crops are growing bigger again, and the U.S. is pretty much worried about that situation. For Colombians, on the other hand, they think that as long as the demand is there in the U.S., there's going to be drug trafficking. Well, when it comes to El Salvador, it's more like giving support to the situation over there. The country is getting out of a difficult situation and it's getting back to in its feet.
Marcio Sene de Moraes is a political analyst at Folha de São Paulo in Brazil. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much.